Good morning. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin that a person, when he davens, he has to view himself as the Shechina, Hashem's presence, being right in front of him. And the Gemara, in many different places, brings many different laws that are applicable because of the fact that Hashem is mamish in front of us, and we're supposed to actually feel that way. The Gemara says in the beginning of the fifth parak of Brachos, even if the king, you picture that, a king comes over to you and says, how you doing? You're not supposed to respond. Even if there's a snake wrapped around your leg, your foot, you're not supposed to stop. The Gemara says if it's not, it's not going to kill you. But you can't respond. And there are many other different halachos that we'll speak about in the upcoming days that come about because of this presence that we're supposed to feel that Hashem is right in front of us. The Mesilas Yesharim writes in Perek Yotes, chapter 19, he says that a person has to think while he's davening that the king is in front of him, the king of all kings. And he writes, you should feel shehu omed mamish lefnei abori yisbarach shemo. You're actually standing in front of the Creator. V'nosei v'nosein imo. And you're exchanging words. You're asking things from Him. You're having a conversation. You're having a relationship with Him. Afal pi she'ein eino shel adam ro'eyu. Even though you don't see God. V'tir ki zehu ayoser kasheh. She'itztayer b'lev ha'adam tzivur amiti. And therefore, it's obviously very difficult to actually paint a picture for yourself inside. Imagine closing your eyes and trying to picture the fact that you're having a conversation with God. You can't do that because yan eina chush ozel azaklal. You don't have your senses to help you. Normally, I could see you. I could shake your hand. I could hear you, right? Our senses are able to help us paint a picture of what exactly is occurring. But the Mesilas Yesharim points out that with Hashem, that's hard to do because we don't have the senses to help us. Amnam misha hu bal seichel nachon. Anyone whose head is on straight, b'ma'atis bonenus, with a little bit of thinking, v'simas lev, and introspection, a person is able to actually picture in his mind this engagement that is going on right now, that you're having this conversation and having these dealings with Hashem. Yuchal l'kvo b'libo amitas adavar, we could put into our hearts, into our thoughts, the truthfulness of what is going on. Eichu ba v'nosei v'nosei, now he's coming and having dealings, mamish imo yisbarach, with God. Ulefan of whom is chani, in front of Hashem, we're pouring our supplications, v'me'ito mevakesh, and our requests. V'hu yisbarach shemo mazin lo makshiv ledvarav. And Hashem is listening to what you're saying. That is the feeling and the thought process that's supposed to be going on while we're davening. We are making requests, we are giving praise, whatever it is that we're doing in front of Hashem, and Hashem is actually listening. It's like the two checks on the WhatsApp. It turns blue. That's how you have to figure it, that's how you have to think about it, because that's what's happening. Exactly like you're speaking to a friend. And the person that's listening is actually hearing everything that you're saying. So as we embark on our tefillah, and as we are making our requests, and as we are praising Hashem, and we're talking to Hashem, we have to also recognize, try to picture in our mind what is going on. The King of all kings is in front of us. He's sitting there, listening to us, and that is an experience that is uplifting. It's incredible to know that we have that opportunity to embark on and to engage in, and it's empowering. It's an empowering thing. We have to make sure that it gives us some time to actually picture that, to think about that, to think about those two blue checks in order for us to appreciate what is going on. Everyone should be zocha to an incredible davening, an amazing day. Amen.